reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to do the Lord all that you vow. And I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, everybody, I think I can sum up the message of the all readings in one phrase: choose life. A phrase that we heard in the first reading from the book of Sirach, the author tells us how frightening is this choice before us. God has placed a frightening choice, either a choice for life or a choice for death. Frightening if you choose life or you choose death. The author is not talking about the life, you know, to live a long years, no? To choose life here, the other means is to choose to love. To choose to love. The power of love. The power of love to love God. To enter into a loving relation with God and stay there forever. Death here is not a death is talking from a heart attack, sudden heart attack, or a frightening stroke that comes from nowhere. He talks about death when we choose the opposite to love God. Idolatry, putting things on the pedestal and wasting our energy. As we make this journey here, choosing for power, choosing for sex, choosing our energy for sports alone. We didn't need sports, but choose that. And today, the gospel, Jesus is teaching us. We went for a shorter version. There's an option for short or long. And since the stewardship committee is requesting to yield a few minutes for them, we decided to go with the short version and the short volume. So otherwise I could, if we take the long version, then we talk long, no? So the shortened version, but it takes us way back to where we are in the gospel. We are in that magnificent chapter 5 of St. Matthew's gospel. Chapters 5, 6, and 7, Matthew tells us that this is from the teaching of the greatest teacher ever lived in this world. And 2 weeks ago, when we started the hearing, this Sermon on the Mount, We realize how Matthew is presenting Jesus as the greatest teacher. He is a new Moses. Moses went up the mountain and brought down the laws, commandments of God. And the Jewish people even today cherish each of those commandments. And today that song, we pray to open our eyes to see the beauty of those commandments. Open our eyes to see the beauty. So beautiful treasure. That's what the commandments. And so the Jewish people increase the commandments, you know, by reflecting how we can apply these laws of God. So they evolved each day a law how to celebrate 365 laws, additional laws, and 248 laws, because they thought that our body is having 248 parts. So each part, to deal with each part of our body, let it be there be a law. But today, Jesus is giving that teaching. 2 weeks ago, we heard the summary of what he is going to teach in the Beatitudes. A summary, as a proficient teacher, Jesus summed up what he's going to teach. And those teachings were summed up in the Beatitudes. The last Sunday, Jesus addressed his disciples. You are the light, you are the salt. You are not just ordinary men and women, his disciples. Disciples, we are listeners and learners and students of Jesus. So he reminds who we are. We are not just ordinary men and women. We are light of the world. We are salt of the earth. And how we can bring life. That's what Jesus is going with the three commandments story today. 5, 6, and 8. Commandments tell us, do not. But Jesus is talking about bringing a fulfilled law. It's not just a law. Jesus came to fulfill all the laws. So Jesus is not fulfilling the laws by adding a few more. Let us add 70 more so we can have a round figure, 700 laws. No. Jesus is using those laws and teaching us how these laws need to be applied. First to our heart, and second, how to relate with up in heaven, the heavenly Father. So here, fifth commandment, Jesus says, you all know about fifth commandment. Do not kill. It's not a big deal. Anyone of this world, a human being has to respect and reverence life. So it applies to everyone. But for you, you are the salt, you are the light. For you, before you think about breaking that law, you need to put that law in your heart. In your heart. So if you put that law, fifth commandment in your heart, you cannot get angry. You cannot use harsh words. You cannot keep a grudge and bitterness. You have to make your heart free. Free to love. Free to care. So it is not just not killing, but how you keep your heart away from bitterness, away from harsh words, away from anger. Then Jesus goes to the sixth commandment. Do not commit adultery. Everybody is asked to do it. But since you are the salt, you are the light, you need your heart clean. You need your heart to stay away from all these lustful imaginations. Lust, that is in your heart. So your heart, blessed are you when your heart is clean purity of heart. Jesus talks about the eighth commandment. Do not make false promises, but your heart should be an expression of truth. It has to go back into your heart. And then next Sunday, let me hear more about the fulfillment of all these laws. Fulfill the law in the words of now. Fulfill the law. That's what Jesus is teaching us. Fulfillment of all the laws. He will sum up into two. And then he will also remind us, you need to fulfill this law because who you are. He will remind us, you are the sons and daughters of Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. That's the only reason we are asked to do that sacrificial love the way God is dealing with us. So here, the fulfillment of the law comes by examining our heart and cleansing our heart and also looking at the image of Heavenly Father. So the law and our life in this world is not about us. It is about who we are in the rest of our journey beyond the grave. Beyond. Beyond. So in between, we need the help in this transition to live the fulfilled law. And he shows us the example. We are the mediator. St. Paul tells us we are infused with his gift that comes from that ultimate sacrifice. Infused faith, infused hope, infused charity. That's what St. Paul was talking. Infused. So that's why Sunday after Sunday we are here, not only to make a profession of faith, we profess our faith when we hear the word from this angle as God's word. When we say amen, when we line up to receive the bread and the cup, we realize that amen, that is really the body and blood of Christ. That's what makes us infused people of faith. Infused with the power of the Holy Spirit. We are infused with hope. Because of that hope, we know when our breath stops to live in this world and we are taken into that memory garden to take our long rest there, rested. We also know that's not the end, because we know our life goes beyond the grave. Hope, infused hope, infused charity. After celebration of this Eucharist, we are sent out to our homes for a sacrificial witness of what we celebrate, the power of love. In our home, as parents, children. And then we also think about how to use the crumbs that fall under the table to help others, our ministries, reaching out, angels of mercy. So today, in a special way, we understand what God is asking us is not simple. It's not easy, but it is possible. It's possible. And we are relying on God's help, his mercy, his grace. Let us continue to be faithful to that mercy and love and grace. In the name of the Father,